You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Bexar County commissioners this week voted to revise a financing deal as part of a $160 million San Antonio Missions ballpark set to open downtown in 2028. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports the deal includes a new public park for the county.
The restructured deal will have designated bidders, the owners of the missions, pay 4% annually on a $10 million county loan, while the county will receive two parcels of land in the San Pedro Creek Culture Park area. The county also agreed to release its share of a guarantee from the Houston Street Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone. The ballpark site is located in Bexar County Precinct 2, led by Commissioner Justin Rodriguez, who says the restructuring helps cover a funding shortfall for the project.
The county is essentially loaning some money, but we're also getting public park space in exchange.
The new downtown ballpark will replace Nelson Wolf Stadium on U.S. Highway 90 West as the home of the missions. Major League Baseball deemed the park, built in 1994, below league standards and required action to keep the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres in the Alamo City. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
New cholesterol guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association are urging doctors to act earlier in the fight against heart disease. The updated recommendations call for earlier screenings, more personalized risk assessments, and considering medication sooner for some patients. Dr. Robert Chilton, an interventional cardiologist at UT Health San Antonio, tells TPR some communities like San Antonio face compounded risks.
In San Antonio, we have kind of a double-edged sword, too. We have added genetics for diabetes, and we also have this cholesterol problem. If you have diabetes and you have cholesterol, whatever level that is, you just amplified your risk two or three times for heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes.
Chilton says many patients don't realize the role that inflammation plays in cardiovascular risk. He says that the real danger happens when high cholesterol meets a body already under inflammatory stress.
If you have a high inflammatory state, you amplify all of the things like blood pressure problems. You amplify your cholesterol problems. It's global risk reduction is what you really want. You need to have the inflammation down. You need to be in shape. And you need to, again, control all the risk factors that we currently know.
The new guidelines emphasize lifestyle changes to reduce heart disease, including exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. Cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death in the U.S. You can hear a longer conversation with Chilton at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. Tomorrow is Election Day in local municipal elections. Bexar County voters will decide a range of community decisions, including school board races, local municipal contests, and bond and tax propositions, depending on where you live. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can find what's on your ballot and how and where to vote at our comprehensive voter's guide at TPR.org. The San Antonio Spurs now know their second-round playoff opponent. They'll face the Minnesota Timberwolves, who advance after a Game 6 win over Denver last night. Game 1 is set for Monday, May 4th at the Frost Bank Center. San Antonio lost two of three matchups to Minnesota during the regular season. The winner of the series will move on to the Western Conference Finals. This Sunday, the city is closing down a big chunk of Broadway to celebrate Ciclovia. Shannon Goen with the YMCA of Greater San Antonio described the annual event, which was rescheduled from April 12th.
It promotes physical activity. We have local businesses that engage. Basically, we just close down the streets of downtown and we let everybody come out and have fun. They bring their bikes, they bring skates, they walk their dogs and just have a blast.
Ciclovia is this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and starts in McCullough and Broadway. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.